Press, Claire Dupree, NARC magazine. Claire Dupree is the editor of NARC magazine, the home of alternative music and culture for the Northeast, in print and online. Here she offers some tips on getting the most out of your marketing, including release strategies and the best way to approach the press. www.narcmagazine.com. A clear strategy will help to crystallise your goals and give you a time frame to work to. When approaching a release, have your music 100% finished before you start down the promotional path. Consider setting weekly goals for things you want to achieve, from when and what you post on social media to when you'll be sending emails to press or requesting airplay. If you're in a band, assign roles to different members and play to your strengths. Consider deadlines. Monthly publications like NARC work at least 6 to 8 weeks ahead of the publication date, which is usually around the first of the month, so you need to get in touch about your release with plenty of notice. For websites and blogs, around 10 days to 2 weeks is about right. Set your release date accordingly to give yourself enough time to effectively promote it. A press release aims to tell the journalist what you're doing. It should be concise and descriptive, but needn't be overly complicated. One A4 sheet of paper with around 3 to 4 paragraphs is ideal. First, explain who you are, where you're from, and what you're doing. Then go into more detail on the release. Make it descriptive. What does it sound like? What are the themes you're writing about, and what makes it unique to you? Make it sound interesting to entice the journalist into finding out more. Next, talk about achievements, successful gigs, support or festival slots. Include details about airplay and quotes from any good press you've had in the past. Include your social media, particularly the places your music can be heard, and your contact details. Don't forget the most important thing. The music. Send a private SoundCloud or unlisted YouTube link, which will be hidden from anyone except those with the link. Include the link on your press release. Don't underestimate the power of a good image. When it comes to press and most social media, people will see you before they'll hear you. Make your images inventive and interesting. Try to depict yourself in a way that expresses your music. Images need to be high res for print, so check your camera or phone settings. Consider employing a local photographer. They'll have creative ideas of their own, and a set of good images will be well worth the money. Set up an EPK. Put all of this stuff, press release, biography if you have one, high-res images, MP3s, lyric sheets, artwork, etc., into an EPK so it's easy to access. Utilise a tool like Dropbox where everything can be found in one place and make the folder accessible to anyone who has the link to it. Do some research into the sort of places you'd like to get coverage. If you're a metal band, don't send your music to a folk magazine. Check blogs and websites and make sure they're active. Some websites do video exclusives or premieres for new tracks. There might even be an option to do video interviews or other sorts of features. Email is always the best approach. Don't message journalists on social media unless they expressly ask you to. Some publications will detail their submission guidelines on their website, so be sure to follow those. Copy and paste your press release into the main body of the email. Don't forget the music link and attach it as a Word document or a PDF. Always BCC email addresses. Send your Dropbox link so they have access to anything else they may need. When you make your approach, be clear about what you want, whether that's a single or album or live review, an interview or a feature. Any good press campaign should include radio. Make sure you have a presence on your local BBC Introducing uploader, and you can hear some of Rhiann Thompson's excellent advice a little bit later. And research other local and community radio stations too. Coinciding your press coverage with airplay will help to build momentum. Build relationships. If you've had some coverage, no matter how small, and even if it's not wholly positive, always email to say thank you. It's good practice to build relationships with the press, and if you're nice to them, they'll remember you the next time you want something. Don't be disheartened if your music wasn't as favourably received as you'd hoped. Remember, reviews are just the opinion of one person. Try to have a thick skin and hope that your next release is more up their street.